Thank you for helping us make Budget Again last year. Thanks to your support, Lutheran Public Radio has been independent and in the black for more than 2.5 years. You've heard us say, now only our listeners can cancel us, and we mean it. Thanks for listening, thanks for your prayers, thanks for your financial support, and we're looking forward to standing with you again in 2011. Christ-centered, cross-focused talk radio for the world. Issues, etc.
The question is not, have you accepted Jesus into your heart, but has Jesus accepted you into his heart? Not, have you given your whole life for God, but has God given his whole life for you?
Oh, so-and-so died.
Look at it the other way around. God the Father took a precious child to himself.
I jokingly called this the Issues Etc. Revolution, because now we're having actual members of Issues Etc. named to boards.
Through Christ, we can be, if you like, sexually re-virginated.
So for Jesus, we go to the places he has appointed: baptism, Lord's Supper, Scripture. And if we look somewhere else for him, we won't find him.
All right, that's just a little taste of what lies ahead for the last half hour of Issues Etc. on this Friday afternoon, January the 7th. Not just Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, but Issues Etc. soundbite of the year. All of 2010's top vote getters. We're going to play them for you, and then you, our listeners, you get to listen and you get to pick Issues Etc. soundbite of the year for 2010 here in the first week of 2011. Now, voting is easy. All you got to do is listen and then give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. If you vote by phone, you get to vote first, because we know your time is precious. 1-877-623-MYIE. You can also vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC, facebook.com/issuesETC. You can send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at @IssuesETC. We are coming to you live this Friday afternoon, the 7th of January. The best vote during Soundbite of the Year on this Friday will get not only the usual LPR bundle package, that's an I Have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker, but because it's Soundbite of the Year, the best vote will also get a copy of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January, Lutheran Spirituality, Life as God's Child, and a pocket edition of Concordia, the Lutheran Confessions. That's to the best vote. There's only one of those during Soundbite of the Year. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Or, let's see, send us a tweet @IssuesETC or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number one, running for Soundbite of the Year this year, comes from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, and it's about a gospel without conditions.
The question is not, have you accepted Jesus into your heart, but rather, has Jesus accepted you into his heart? The question is not, have you given your whole life for God, but rather, has God given his whole life for you? And this was an incredible thing, Todd, because here's this woman and I standing in the lobby of the McDonald's, and she was crying. I mean, tears were rolling off of her cheeks. And she says to me, I've never heard anything so wonderful in my whole life. Now, why? Well, why was because the gospel for her had always been a condition. It had always been something she had to do. It had always been up to her. And it never had had the absolute 100% assurance of knowing that it was Jesus who's done it all. It's Jesus who won her salvation. It's Jesus who's made the way open to heaven for her. And to know that, and to know the answer is that yes, even though my faith wavers, even though I have doubts and I have questions, yes, Jesus has given himself to me. Yes, he has prayed for me. Yes, he has poured out his life and his blood so that I would be his and my sins would be forgiven. And there's no question, there's no doubt, there's no room for wondering there. It's just this absolutely wonderful, forgiving, confident-building assurance that I am the child of God, the friend of Jesus.
That is soundbite number one for your consideration for soundbite of the year on this Friday afternoon. Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, Gospel Without Conditions, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or facebook.com/issuesETC. Soundbite number two from Pastor Will Whedon, it's God's view of the death of his saints.
One of the passages on that idea that has always grabbed me is Psalm 116. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. We're always thinking about it from our side. You know, we're so narcissistic that we can't stop for a second and say, no, wait a minute. Can you imagine what it's like for the Heavenly Father to take a child that he has loved from before time began and disclose to them everything that he's like, he's showing them around the kingdom. He says, I made this for you. I gave this for you. So I've been dying to share this with you and let you see it forever. And we always say, oh, so-and-so died. Wait a minute. Look at it the other way around. God the Father took a precious child to himself to show to them the riches of the kingdom that he had in his heart for them from before time began.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Will Whedon, God's view of the death of his saints. Should it be soundbite of the year? 1-877-623-MYIE, facebook.com/issuesETC, or talkback at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three comes from Molly Hemingway. It's a timely one dealing with a changing of the guard in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
I jokingly called this the Issues Etc. Revolution, and it looks like I was prophetic there because now we're having actual members of Issues Etc. named to boards, and it signifies the subtext of what's happening here. It just looks like simple elections, but what you're seeing is a near complete sweeping out of the old guard that emphasized church growth practices and contemporary worship styles, and you're seeing them replaced down the line with people who care about traditional Lutheran teachings and practice, and it's a near sweep on every board thus far. People who have appeared on Issues Etc., they go to the top of the list. You're seeing just an amazing turning over of a new leaf here. This is like a lot of fresh blood that you're seeing being put on these boards.
That would be soundbite number three. If you want it to be soundbite of the year, give us a call and vote, 1-877-623-MYIE. Talkback at issuesetc.org is our in-studio email address, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number four comes from Dr. John Kleinig. He spent an entire hour with us talking about pornography, the sin of pornography. Here, he says, is God's solution to that sin.
Through Christ, faith in Christ, through the Holy Spirit, we can be, if you like, sexually re-virginated in the deepest sense. Not just in a natural sense or psychological sense, but spiritually, so that we are, through the washing of water with the Word, like the bride of Christ, we can be spotless and blameless before him. So what's very, very important is that Satan wants to tempt a person who's been involved in pornography to stay away from the Lord's Supper and to realize that if you come to the Lord's Supper trusting in Christ and his forgiveness and receive the absolution, then there's nothing to be ashamed of when Christ looks at you. Even if you've been involved in pornography, he says to you, you're my beloved son, you're my beloved daughter, I'm well pleased with you.
All right, that's soundbite number four, and that's where we would usually start if we were just playing soundbite of the week, but we're not. We're playing soundbite of the year, so we've added one more among our top vote-getters from 2010 for your consideration for soundbite of the year. And how could we not? It's Dr. Norman Nagel, soundbite number five, on where is the ascended Jesus for you today?
If they listen to the angels, then they don't go on staring up at the sky and thinking that that's where Jesus is. Jesus isn't where we think he ought to be. Jesus is where he has promised to be for us. And that promise is fulfilled in what we call the means of grace, his means for giving out his gifts, holy baptism, holy scripture, holy communion, holy absolution. To say holy is to say it belongs to the Lord, and he's the one that does it and fulfills those things. As it says in the Large Catechism, to be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is to be baptized by the Lord himself. Although we see his instrument, the pastor, the minister, or the priest, saying his words and pouring the water, it's the Lord who has done our baptisms and who gives to us his body and blood. and who gives to us the forgiveness of sins by way of the apostolic ministry that he ordained. So for Jesus we go to the places he has appointed for us to go, baptism, Lord's Supper, Scripture. And if we look somewhere else for him, we won't find him.
All right, that's soundbite number 5. For your consideration for soundbite of the year on this Friday afternoon, January the 7th, we're coming to you live playing soundbite of the year. Here are your choices. Soundbite number 1, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, A Gospel Without Conditions. Soundbite number 2, Pastor Will Wheaton, On God's View of the Death of His Saints. Soundbite number 3, Molly Hemingway, A Changing of the Guard in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Soundbite number 4, Dr. John Kleinig, God's Solution to the Sin of Pornography. Or, you just heard it, soundbite number 5, Dr. Norman Nagel, Where is the Ascended Jesus for You Today? 1-877-623-6943. Those who call in with their vote, they get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Or send us a tweet, @issuesetc. First up, a vote from the Issues Etc. comment line.
This is Paul in Milwaukee. One vote for changing of the guard in the LCMS, Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, as soundbite of the year 2010. Without a return to the church leadership that Issues Etc. represents in America and in foreign missions, a doctrine and practice reversal attempted by Missouri and a diminishing band of other denominations faithful to the Word, which Reformation was given a fair berth at the LCMS Summer Convention, the simple essential truth of the gospel or biblically-based theological insights on death, on Jesus' ascension, or other sound spiritual insights for fallen man, will be further marginalized by the forces that lost, at least for now, at the LCMS convention. Again, repentance for sin must be part of the solution for pornographic personal indulgence. Thanks for listening.
All right, when we come back from this break, what should be our Issues Etc. soundbite of the year for 2010? It's Friday afternoon, January the 7th, 2011. Planned soundbite of the year. Your votes right after this.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
Too Lutheran for a Lutheran radio station, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Here are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc, and you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at issuesetc. Social networking for the thinking Christian, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc.
Have you heard of the CLCC? In Hosea 4, we see, "My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge." The Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission can help educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. We treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Lutherans would if they learn what we believe, teach, and confess. So visit our website, www.theclcc.org. Check out what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And maybe encourage your pastor to hold a seminar in your area. Just go to theclcc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm gonna give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Plan Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Year. Five of our top vote getters from 2010. We brought them together for you again to listen to, and you get to pick Soundbite of the Year. 1-877-623-MYIE. If you get a busy signal, please keep trying. 877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or visit the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Ron in Northfield, Minnesota says, my vote is for Dr. Nagel. That would be soundbite number five. He says, where is the Lord Jesus? Where he tells us he is. Baptism, Lord's Supper, scriptures. Wow. Back to the basics. Bravo, says Ron in Northfield, Minnesota. Ron, thanks for your vote, and thanks for listening in Minnesota. Jan in Clarksville, Tennessee says, I vote for the Nagel clip. He is one of Lutheranism's great saints who knows he is no better than the least saint. This soundbite is, as your program promises, Christ-centered, cross-focused. We're very glad that you found that. Jan, thanks for listening in Tennessee. Chris is listening in Indianapolis. Hi, Chris.
Hey, I've got to put a vote in for Pastor Brian Wolfmuller's soundbite. Even I'm voting for it not because Brian and I have gone head to head in Soundbite of the Week, and I've always beaten him. You know, when we've gone head to head, and I'm not voting for him because he's now a snotocrat, but even though he is, but I'm voting for him because this is just a great soundbite. It's one of the ones that really stood out last year in Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a great soundbite, great quote, good gospel focus.
Chris, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Indianapolis. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE. We're giving away the LPR bundle package plus the Issues Etc. book of the month for January and a pocket edition of Concordia, the Lutheran Confessions. Albert in Mission Viejo, California. They're all excellent soundbites, he says, but I vote for soundbite number one, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. It's pure, unadulterated, sweet gospel that a former evangelical like me can understand. Albert, thanks for listening in California. This one comes from Charles in Maryland. He says, my vote is for soundbite number two. That would be Pastor Whedon. In 2009, I and my wife lost our first child to miscarriage. In the past week, very close friends have suffered the same loss. The only thing that can comfort a parent who is grieving for their child is the sure and certain hope that they will receive their child back from the dead. Even though I have to wait for that perfect comfort, the thought that God the Father has welcomed my child into his loving arms, that my child is safe there until I get there and finally hold them in my arms again, gives me peace and joy while I wait for the ultimate comfort that the resurrection will bring. Charles, thanks for listening. And Maryland, thanks for that vote. Carrie in Minnesota is on the line. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
What's your vote for?
I'm voting for number one, Brian Wolfmiller, even though he is winning big time on Facebook. I just thought that was an awesome message the first time I heard it, too. It was all about Jesus, all about him asking us into his heart and doing everything for us, because you hear so many people say, I've asked Jesus into my heart, or I have turned my life over to Jesus, or given, you know, everything for Jesus, and he really gave it all for us.
Carrie, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Minnesota as well. Here's another vote from the Issues Etc. comment line.
Hi, guys. My vote for Soundbite of the Year goes to Molly Hemingway. And it's the other four are timeless. They're forever pertinent, but it's only going to be one time that we can look back and say, look what happened in 2010 at the elections for our synod. Anyway, thanks for everything you do. Greatly enjoy the learning that comes to me through Issues Etc. Susan in Wisconsin here.
Susan, thanks for your vote. Thanks for listening in Wisconsin. Here's Chet in East St. Louis. Hi, Chet.
Thank you, Pastor Todd. I'd like to vote for number one, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. What he was talking about when he spoke is the essence of the Christian faith. I mean, the pure, unadulterated gospel being shared with another human being so they can have an understanding of how Christ sacrificed to receive us unto him. And what could be more common a format than in the McDonald's restaurant that's such a central piece of our South American society. That, to me, that was the ultimate soundbite for the year.
Chet, thank you very much. A lot of our listeners are agreeing with Chet. See, Rick in Rockford, Illinois says, I would have to vote for Dr. Norman Nagel's soundbite regarding where the ascended Christ is. He's right. He's not where we may think he is. He's where he's promised us to be. In the Holy Word, in Holy Baptism, in Holy Communion, and Holy Absolution, we cannot expect to find God wherever we would imagine him to be, or imagine him buzzing new, improved messages in our ears. We would do well to find him where he has told us he is, in the Word and Sacrament, so we need not look up into the sky and try and find him. The truth is, worthy of being soundbite of the year. The first soundbite was a close runner-up, he says. Rick in Rockford, thank you very much. Melissa in Lawson, Tennessee, says, number one, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, A Gospel Without Conditions. I'm voting for this soundbite because this is the message that we need to hear every day, the true gospel of Jesus Christ. So many people think every Sunday in America are not hearing this message. They're being told that you have to do blank, fill in the blank, in order to be saved. Melissa, thanks for listening in Tennessee. Dave in Michigan says, all great sound bites, but I'm voting for Molly Hemingway and a changing of the guard in the LCMS. It was a wonderful hearing about the election results from the convention reported by Molly. Dave, thanks for listening in Michigan. Sarah has sends us a tweet. She says, I vote for soundbite number three. That would be Molly Hemingway, the story of the year for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, Sarah from Wisconsin. Thank you, Sarah. Thanks for sending that tweet. Wendy in Forks, Washington, votes for soundbite number one, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. I choose this soundbite because there are so many Christians today, let alone non-Christians, that need to know the gospel isn't dependent upon us and that Christ has done it all. Wendy, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Washington. Joshua listens in Kentucky. He says, a vote for soundbite number one, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, as it got real close to home when I depended upon the sincerity of my decision for insurance. Thank you very much, Joshua. Thanks for listening in Kentucky. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Timothy in Poplar Bluff, Missouri says, Dr. Nagel's soundbite blows the others away. I assume that's a vote for soundbite number five. This one comes from Dennis in St. John's, Michigan. He says, my vote is for soundbite number three, Molly Hemingway. How quickly the angst of July 13th dissipated after the election, talking about the elections in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod before the results were known. That was only the only day I stayed home glued to my computer waiting. What began on a Black Tuesday of Holy Week, I think he's making reference to the day that Issues Etc. was canceled, over 2 years ago, culminated in a new future for our synod. Besides, she's the only woman in the group and the prettiest of the lot. That's a good reason to vote, Dennis. Thank you very much. Let's see. Matt in Norman, Oklahoma says, I vote for Dr. Nagel. Thank you for bringing him back to Issues Etc. and praise God that not even a stroke can stop this man's fervor for educating the church. Thank you, Matt. Thanks for listening in Oklahoma. The winner, soundbite number one, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, A Gospel Without Conditions.
The question is not, have you accepted Jesus into your heart, but rather, has Jesus accepted you into his heart? The question is not, have you given your whole life for God, but rather, has God given his whole life for you? And this was an incredible thing, Todd, because here's this woman and I standing in the lobby of the McDonald's, and she was crying. I mean, tears were rolling off of her cheeks. And she says to me, I've never heard anything so wonderful in my whole life. Now, why? Well, why was because the gospel for her had always been a condition. It had always been something she had to do. It had always been up to her. And it never had had the absolute 100% assurance of knowing that it was Jesus who's done it all. It's Jesus who won her salvation. It's Jesus who's made the way open to heaven for her. And to know that, and to know the answer is that yes, even though my faith wavers, even though I have doubts and I have questions, yes, Jesus has given himself to me. Yes, he has prayed for me. Yes, he has poured out his life and his blood so that I would be his and my sins would be forgiven. And there's no question, there's no doubt, there's no room for wondering there. It's just this absolutely wonderful, forgiving, confident-building assurance that I am the child of God, the friend of Jesus.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Year 2010, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, A Gospel Without conditions. Thanks to everybody who voted. Joshua in Kentucky, who found that particular bite so very comforting. If you would send us your mailing address, we'll send out to you the LPR bundle package and the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January and a pocket edition of Concordia, the Lutheran Confessions. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Your mailing address, please, Joshua in Kentucky. Thanks to everybody who voted. We had dozens of votes that we didn't get to, but we did tabulate them for our winner of Soundbite of the Year this year. Monday on Issues Etc., who but Pastor Brian Wolfmiller will be our guest. We're going to be talking to him about baptism. That's Monday on Issues Etc. And we'll probably discover from Pastor Wolfmiller that the same gospel that is so completely given to us as a gift is delivered to us in that baptism. That's Monday on Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.